Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever Googled your own name? Prepare for a shock, because your personal info, including addresses and phone numbers, is out there, especially with the recent hacks at some big phone and healthcare companies. But here's where Aura steps in. Aura scans the dark web for your sensitive information and sends real-time alerts. Aura also actively requests that your information be removed from data broker sites, putting you back in control. Aura provides you with a complete online safety toolkit, credit and transaction monitoring, a secure password manager, a privacy-enhancing VPN, parental controls, and more. Try Aura risk-free with a 14-day trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety. Rest easy with Aura. Visit aura.com/safety today.
Welcome to Bravo Happy Hour. I'm your host, Megan O'Donnell. Grab yourself a drink and join me while I break down the week in Bravo TV news. This past Monday, November 26, Monique Samuels from The Real Housewives of Potomac gave birth to her third child, Chase Omari. Jax Taylor from Vanderpump Rules is starting a new business endeavor with a new line of cocktail mixers. And lastly, Sonia Morgan from The Real Housewives of New York is getting back on stage for her new improv show. We'll also discuss our favorite moments that aired on Bravo this week, from the dramatic exit of Chandler and Caroline on Below Deck and the hoedown drama on The Real Housewives of New Jersey. I will be tackling this mess and more with today's co-host, Angelica Florio. She's a fan favorite from episode 2 of Bravo Happy Hour and hosts her own podcast called Deck the Pods, which is all about your favorite holiday music. Welcome back!
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to, oh my God, the news this week is amazing.
It's truly, like, making me really smile. Last week was a little stale for me, like, in term, episode wasn't stale.
No, never.
Topics were a little stale, in my opinion.
Yeah. You never know what you're going to get, but we are, like, blessed. And I swear, we were joking about this, but I swear there's, like, some kind of Witches of WeHo hex that they did that to make the news perfect. It's for me. It's all for me.
I agree.
Like, they love me. Like, I love them. It's just how it goes. It's because I wrote on your Instagram, I will drink this wine, and then Kristen Doughty liked my comment, and so she gave me, like, good energy. So now we have a good week of
We're
news.
Basically blessed.
Yes, exactly.
To get to know Angelica a little better, I'm going to ask you three questions.
Ooh.
What is your favorite show on Bravo?
Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Least favorite show on Bravo?
Well, can that be, like, shows I don't watch?
Yeah.
Because I don't watch Flipping Out. I just don't get it. I'm sorry. But I know a lot of people love it, and I respect those people, so I respect it. I just, it's not for me.
And the Bravo star that you think should come back to a franchise?
There are a lot of them, but I will always love Shady Feifei.
We need frickin' Frack back together.
Yeah, I, like... It's so funny. I actually rewatched their whole, like, the whole event of that turning around. And at the time, I had been so, I was so enamored by Phaedra. I loved her so much. So I never really truly felt like what she did was, like, that bad. But same. Then I watched it later, like, recently. They were showing it before an Atlanta episode. And I was like, wow, Phaedra's, like, insane. The way she doesn't show any emotion during that blowout at the reunion, it's like, wow, she is a true psychopath, and we need her back.
I completely agree. I think this season has been, like, somewhat stale in my eyes, and I think if they threw her back in, especially when, like, Portia's in, like, the best season of her life, like, That's really good.
On accident, I was gonna say we need Phaedra throwing shade, but we just, Shaedra.
We just need Shaedra back on screen. Yes. I totally agree.
Yes.
So Monique Samuels from The Real Housewives of Potomac gave birth to her third son named Chase Omari Samuels. The baby was born on November 26, weighing in at 8 pounds, 15 ounces, and he is 21 inches long.
Oh, shit.
That's a big baby.
That is a big baby, and she is such a little girl.
I feel like her entire torso is 21 inches.
Yeah, it must be. That poor baby was, like, doubled over, like, three times.
Yeah, doing backflips.
It was just, like, a cinnamon bun in her belly.
Right.
That poor woman pushing Chris's baby out.
Oh, yeah, and he's like, you know, fee, fi, fo, fum, like so big, like 8 pounds.
He totally is a giant ogre. I love it.
I love him. He is like cuddly and like he really loves Monique. And I think
he gets manicures.
Yes,
like a real man.
Real men get manicures.
Yeah.
I hope all the men out there listening.
Please do it to prove that you are a man and toxic masculinity is a trash. And literally the largest man who ever walked the earth, Chris Samuels, he did it. And he's like a linebacker, quarterbacker, I don't even know, but something. He's rich,
yeah,
too.
He's rich and a football player. And if he can get a manicure and a pedicure, then he's good, too. And they drank wine at the nail salon. That was dark.
I love that. They were drinking wine. And they... Okay, I'm loving this. I haven't really talked about this with anybody, but the trend, and it's only been on Potomac and Atlanta, but the women smoking cigars with their men is like my favorite thing. And there's a cigar bar near your house, actually.
I pass it all the time, and it's always just like full of good-looking men. I'm like, how badass would that be? Two gals walking in.
I would literally go in and just be like, can I have a Cuban? Right. You're like, no, bitch, those are illegal.
I'd be like, can I smoke a blunt in here?
Like, oh my god, I bet you can.
Probably.
That in the back. That would be awesome. I love that. And so maybe it's like a cultural, like, these are the black cities, and maybe that's more common there, but like, I'm like, let's bring this to every franchise.
I would love to see Lisa Vanderpump and Ken Todd puffing on Cuban cigars.
Yeah, I'm sure they indulge in those.
I mean, we've seen Lisa smoke a cigarette here and there, which I love.
She always has her hand like way off the frame. Yeah. She's just like, oh, darling, I remember when that blowout happened, like when they were on vacation once, she was just so like bothered and upset that she had to go out onto the patio and smoke a cigarette with Ken. And I was like, yes, Lisa, you
classy.
Do it.
So Monique currently has two kids, Christopher and Milani. And Milani is, I think, the cutest little girl I've ever seen.
She is so cute. Remember when she was brushing her teeth and she farted?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that was iconic. People always complain about the little kids on the show, but that little girl, that little adorable angel who walks on the countertops while they're like making their whatever juice she makes.
Ginger bottle
ginger
thing.
She's like, I just created this new thing called ginger.
And
like,
lemon and
like,
water.
Wow, I think Beyonce might have done that
right?
like 10 years ago for Dreamgirls.
So they're currently filming now, so obviously Monique's birth will be on film. Maybe not.
Yes,
you know.
I hope so. I really, okay, let's take a bet now. Does she have a C-section or vaginal birth?
I think vaginal.
I love talking about this.
I have no reason to think. Because if
really
it's a C-section.
She pushed that giant baby out.
I think C-sections, they usually will say.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Kenya Moore is like, I've been going through the worst pain of my life, you know?
Yeah, because it's always like a big dramatic thing. Like,
yeah.
I just, oh, it was so hard.
Yeah, which like it is,
but. It is, but also Kenya was like 55, which is her baby.
Yeah,
like,
she's not 47.
I don't know, I just feel like you shouldn't be having a baby in the first place. Okay, that's really anti-feminist of me to say that out.
Well, speaking of another woman who is older and having a baby, which again was the worst segue I could have ever said.
Let's talk about crusty ladies who should not be reproducing, but the magic of science is allowing them to. No, I swear, I will be one of the people benefiting from the technologies that we're getting in medical.
Seriously.
Birthing. Like, yes, I will not be ready to have a baby till I'm 50, so thank you. Thank
50.
You. Yes.
So Mercedes Javid, aka MJ, from Shaw's of Sunset, just posted on Friday, November 30th, that their baby boy is officially due on Mother's Day, which is May 12th, 2019. So she didn't technically confirm her pregnancy until this post. I mean, until the most recent episode of Shaw's of Sunset
came out.
I
was kind of confused because I thought we already knew it.
Same.
But then she was like, I have an announcement.
It's like, yeah, well,
then
we
on,
know.
On Instagram, she, like, made the announcement, too.
Yeah.
After the episode aired, and we were all, I was like, wait, I thought this happened. Because it wasn't, like, People or something.
Yeah.
She, like, did that officially there. Probably got, like, 200,000 for that? I don't know.
I don't know.
20,000.
I would say, maybe, like, 50, because, like, she's a nobody.
$50.
like Venmo'd her $50.
Yeah, or like, here, okay, sure.
Thanks for the picture.
Exclusive. So, I would pay them for anything, so, you know.
I mean,
good for her if she can make
hey,
any
if
money.
I had, yeah, if I can make money off, I would exploit my kids, for sure.
Oh, yeah. I wonder.
Why not?
I would have kids just to be able to make, like, six figures off of exclusive first pictures.
I mean, that's what the Kardashians are basically
exactly,
doing.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. They got millions.
So they're saying they do happen to have a name, and the name is unisex, so we're going to hold on to that.
Oh, wait. I thought that was the name.
Unisex
you started
Javid.
Saying uni, and I was like, oh, this is Persian. Uni, unical sun or something. And it's like unisex. Okay. Yeah. Never mind.
All right. I was thinking they would maybe do something to honor Shams, her father who passed
away.
Yeah,
I think she would. I would totally imagine that.
Is Shams unisex?
I feel like it could be.
I didn't.
Or like Shamara, like something like that.
Okay.
Like it could be Shammy. Like,
ShamWow.
Exactly. What you used to clean a car with. You know, that works.
Oh, my God. That's funny. But I'm excited for MJ, and I love Tommy. Mm-hmm. Tommy is, like, a sleeper hit on
he
all
is,
of these Bravo
he
shows.
He's beautiful. Also, though, I did watch her little Instagram video from Thanksgiving, and he, like, got kind of sassy with her, and she, like, really took note. He was like, listen, babe, I really need your help here. Put that down. Like, the video camera, and she was like, oh, okay. And it was, like, a totally different, like, dynamic than I've seen. So I feel like maybe behind the cameras, like, when she's not being MJ on the show, like, they might have, like, more of a, I don't know, maybe just more traditional than we would like to think.
I mean, he's, like, an Italian guy from Queens, New York, you know? So he's probably a little old school in his, like, thinking about, like, a woman's place in a relationship, which, like, you know, isn't necessarily a bad thing. I believe in, like, some gender roles, like, if the woman likes to do those things. But, like, I can't really
or
see
I
MJ.
I just was,
like,
surprised he wasn't joking around with it. Because he usually is so jovial and, like, jolly.
He's
like Santa Claus.
Tommy is basically Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I would completely agree.
He would be a great one. Oh, my God.
So moving on, Stassi Schroeder from Vanderpump Rules is writing a book that is due out in April 2019. The book will be called Next Level Basic, the Definitive Basic Bitch Handbook, which, come on, girl.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe that not only does she call it basic, but, like, then in the, like, postscript or whatever, it's like, basic bitch. It's like, okay, we get it. Basic, basic, basic. Like, come up with some new way to, like, advertise this. Like, everything that a woman who wants to keep on trend should know. Like, call it that. But don't just be like, this is for basic bitch. It's called basic bitch.
Also, like, I wouldn't necessarily associate her with being a basic bitch. I would associate Katie with being one. Like, if we're really gonna be...
Yeah, but I think that she... compared to Lala in Basic Bitch. Like, I feel like that's, like, her always, like, her thing with Lala. She's like, Lala, you're edgy, and I am basic. And I feel like she hates that. And that's why. And same with, or Ariana always has called her basic. So I feel like it's maybe her, like, reclaiming that. Which is, like, such a, I hate saying that, because that's for, like, literally reclaiming, like, important stigmas. But, like, she's owning what people have called her. But I don't know, like, she, well, what is her brand if not basic to you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the book is described as, discover how to embrace your best basic bitch self in this laugh out loud funny guidebook from the breakout star of Bravo's hit reality show, Vanderpump Rules.
Breakout star. She's the one breakout.
Right.
I love that.
Perfect for fans of the relatable and entertaining books by The Bitches and Andy Dorfman, which, all right, I guess.
Wait, who's Andy Dorfman?
She was the girl on the... She was the Bachelorette.
Oh.
She is a basic bitch.
Okay.
I would put her in basic bitch category.
Oh,
even though she is, like, was a badass lawyer, but now she's, you know, an influencer.
She's, like, a lawyer who just... There are so many lawyers who quit their jobs on Bravo.
Oh.
They're like, I fucking hate being a lawyer. Let me just sell flat tummy tea.
Well, Tamara Judge's husband, Eddie, like, he used to work at his dad's law firm and was, like...
But I think he was, like, a... clerk.
He was like a legal aide, but actually there was like all of these like lawsuits because he was working like quote unquote as a lawyer like someone at the company was like, no, you're not a fucking lawyer. Yeah. Or they never were barred in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, if you even had a bar, you're going to lose it. The minute you sign a Bravo contract, like, just kiss that goodbye. And same with this girl on The Bachelorette. And same with probably Emily from OC. Watch out, girl. Because remember, right? Wasn't that girl from Shaw's, Lily Galisi, wasn't she a lawyer?
I don't know.
I think she was.
That's
And there was hysterical. Phaedra. Yeah. And, yeah. There's a lot of those people.
So the description also says, there's nothing more boring than people who take themselves too seriously or think that you have to be pretentious to be cool. Saucy champions the things that make... that many of us are afraid to love publicly for the fear of being labeled basic. Lattes, pugs, bubbly cocktails, millennial pink, hashtag OOTD, obs, astrology, hot dogs... the perfect pair of Louboutins, romantic comedies, the list goes on and on. Hot dogs?
Oh my god, hot dogs?
Hot dogs are not associated with being a basic bitch?
Is that because of the Atlanta Porsche?
Yeah, he's like, my husband owns a hot dog. Hot dog king.
Like, okay, now we all are eating hot dogs. Like, I never knew about that. I kind of feel I missed out on that trend. I would have been engorging in hot dogs. I mean, I love a good hot dog, especially corn dog. I feel like corn dogs are more basic.
Yeah, I think a corn dog is more of
a... And you're, like, at the fair being, like, posing for Instagram, you know? Oh, my God. I love that she's, like, girls, you don't have to be pretentious. It's, like, duh, Stassi. Like, like, we never thought you were trying... Were you ever trying to be?
Also, again, like, well, I guess, no, Ariana's most pretentious of the whole cast on VPR, yeah. I think. Which, like, for no good reason. At least Stassi, like,
it's because she took one class at UCB and thinks she's, like, a satirist. Right? Like, she just thinks she has been published by, like, the New Yorker's Shouts and Murmurs. She's like, this is me. Like, I take sketch comedy seriously. I mentioned that last time. Because I seriously just can never get over that.
I think she's the most obnoxious person on the show.
That's besides the point. There are so many people. Aria Naders, but like for that one, not Ariana Grande.
So Stassi's book is 320 pages long, which I'm floored at. Like, yeah. I'm reading Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg, which is a whopping 170.
Yeah. Well, I feel like Lean In could have been two words. Lean In.
Yeah,
like,
Lean In.
That's what I always think about, like, self-help books. I'm always just like, oh, how the fuck do you make that into a whole book? There's, like, one concept, and then you just, like, talk about it in every possible scenario.
Exactly.
Like, okay, I'll read them. Like, believe me.
I mean, no, I'm reading Stassi's book, and whoever wants to come on, we'll read it and do, like, a little book club. That'd be dope.
April. Okay.
April. I can do it.
I'm going to read it, like, and I will be laughing my ass off at it, because I just, like, if there's anything Stassi were to write a book about, I would like to know, like, just how she has made a career from being herself. I guess that's what it's about. I actually really don't want a book by Stassi.
I don't need like a dating or relationships, because that's a big joke.
We've seen that, and not aspirational. Except how did she get this new guy? I am curious about that. He seems good.
And he seems hot.
Yeah.
He seems hot.
He seems very hot.
Well, we'll see him. We'll see him on TV Monday, December 3rd.
Oh my god. That's literally
tomorrow.
I'm
excited.
Yeah, it's insane.
Well, speaking of other entrepreneurial ideas coming out of VPR land, Jax Taylor is coming out with a new mixer line. So it's called Just Add X, which is a sugar-free organic mixer for booze. So obviously everyone knows that Jax Taylor isn't the best bartender ever. Or he's actually just a terrible bartender.
Yeah.
So
he made that terrible drink for like the spy. That was the best.
The spy.
Yes, they're like Vanderbump sent in a spy to like check on the service, and Jax made like the worst jalapeno margarita, I think it was. And she was just like, this is trash. And he was just like, yeah, whatever.
So the flavors of these handcrafted mixers, it's depressing.
It's like, I mean, first of all, Just Add X like makes me think he's roofying all
these. Is X ecstasy or Xanax? Like, I don't need that.
It's because his name is Jax. But Jesus Christ, no, I will not be drinking this unless like I want to end up like naked and homeless or something. I don't know.
Okay, so the flavors start with strawberry, which is called Speedy Kiss, which is chilling.
Cucumber. Wait, no, it's seedy.
Seedy?
Which is, oh, like, almost worse.
Oh, my God. That's...
like, seedy? As yeah, in like
you're seedy.
Oh, Jesus.
Cucumber flavor, which is called the Cheater. Lime flavor, which is called the SOB, a.k.a. son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And the ginger flavor, which is just called the Ginge.
Real creative there. He, like, he ran out of any kind of, like, rapey, like, taglines. Like, ginger could have been a lot. Like, he could have at least called ginger, like, fire crotch.
Yeah. That's actually, no, that's really good.
He, like, I'm just surprised he didn't go there.
Wow, but, I mean, he should have. Yeah. But the seedy kiss is...
Seedy kiss is... That's, like, really chilling.
It's rapey. It's,
like, scary. It's rapey. I'm very scared.
The Cheater.
Like, I got... Oh, Cheater. Okay, if... If that woman, Brittany, stays with him after he is now profiting off of his cheating, like, how could she... I mean, maybe that's, like, kind of cool because she's getting the last laugh because she's, like, the money hopefully is also being shared with her. But I'm just, like, who has that little self-respect? It scares me. Like, I have pretty low self-esteem. Like, you know, if you look at who I'm dating. But I would never... Like, that is, like, ultimately the worst. He's like, yeah, I cheated, and now I'm gonna name a drink after it because, like, that's my brand.
Yeah.
I mean, and it is his brand, but, like, at least strive for being better, Jax.
No,
your dad died, Jax. God damn it.
Shouldn't you be better, son of a bitch? Like, isn't that too soon?
Oh,
my
yeah.
God. Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be drinking this. No. It'll be sold at grocery stores and bars nationwide. So, I mean, don't get me wrong. We will be doing an episode where we taste all of
them.
That
would be amazing.
And
yes,
I think
please.
That it needs to happen and will. However, I don't think we need... I don't think we need this.
Like, you know, in a way, it's right that he's doing mixers because, like, you need to have alcohol to enjoy Jax. You know,
yes.
Like, in order to, like, tolerate him, you have to be drunk, I think, to, like, be able to just to consume him on yeah. screen, even. Like, I'm always drinking some wine when I'm watching PPR.
I mean, you have to be.
Yeah, it's, like, a rule. So it makes sense he's, like, here's a chaser for me, in a way.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. But I'm not gonna be ever... I mean, first of all, who even, like, makes... it's juice. Like,
it's just
I don't
juice,
get what
yeah.
he's like... Yeah, it's funny. Good for you. Like, it's better than... I mean, what happened to his job as a social media manager?
Oh, for a hockey team in Florida?
That was the best.
I think,
so
yeah.
not doing anything.
I think he, like, got it mixed up. It was more like, no, dude, can you just, like, post about our team on your page? Like, you're not, like,
yeah.
moving here to do social media for our team.
Like, they literally were like, you have, like, a million followers. Oh, it's 817,000. Wow. Sorry, I was so off and hate myself for that.
Brittany has more than him. I was looking the other day. Brittany
God.
And Ariana, which she
Go
probably
girl.
like kind of hates on the DL that she has more followers.
Oh
but,
my God. Yeah.
I mean, she's a little bit
like,
more
wait,
palatable.
I wasn't supposed to be.
Right. I'm on. Well, where's Ariana's cocktail book? Where's
that? I do feel bad for her. I mean, I would never date Tom Sandoval, like, in general, because, like, duh. But he totally did steal her thing.
And
wasn't
she never
it her idea?
Yeah, it was her idea, and then he jumped on board, and then it never even came out. It's
yeah.
like, Ariana, what? How spineless are you? You
I
can't
know.
Make a fucking cocktail book?
I know.
You make 30 cocktails. You're
like,
a bartender.
Really, if you're not doing something, I actually, something about reality shows, like, of course I watch them and love them, but they almost stress me out because I'm like, once these people stop, age out, or just stop doing this show, like, their lives are over. They
yeah.
can't do anything else. Like, how and will their brands ever continue on beyond the show? And, like, I never know. So I'm like, you better be doing the most you can, do every single
yeah.
product you can. Just like Bethany, like, what she's done, like, that's the best way to handle this fame. And, like, Ariana, like, what are you gonna do?
She has, like, some bullshit, like, makeup line, but, like,
she's
I don't even
write
associate
a sketch
you with
comedy,
that.
Like, show.
Yeah, she she'll write, like,
Comedy
a...
Comedy Central.
She'll
I
make, like, a mockumentary version of, like, a Vanderpump
and
Rules
it,
show.
Yeah, it would be terrible, because she's not funny. I hate her, actually.
No, dude, I hate her, too. Like, there's, like, such a attitude that she's better than everybody else on the show.
She doesn't own it. And, like, it's the kind of attitude that makes me actually do appreciate Stassi. Because Stassi's like, yeah, I get plastic surgery and Botox and lip fillers, but Ariana, like, just does it silently.
Yeah.
Wants you to think she, like, doesn't need that or doesn't want that because she's real. But, like, no, she's just as fake as all of them.
And I also think she's, like, very unhappy with Sandoval, but she won't ever dump him because she doesn't want to, like, stick it to Kristen. Like, I feel like she doesn't want Kristen to win them breaking up because they definitely were hooking up when he was with Kristen.
Yeah, oh, for
like,
sure.
Like, whatever. They both were cheating on each other, but they were for sure hooking up. I'm sorry, when people in a pool in Las Vegas, one kiss, one single kiss.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so naive that you would even say that.
It's pathetic.
I have terrible opinions about Bravo that nobody agrees with, but I've always, like, been on Kristen's side with that whole situation because she was out front even after it took a while, but she did admit to, like, fucking Jax. At least she admitted to it.
Yeah.
Like, and he never admitted to Ariana.
And he gaslit her and made her feel crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, are you fucking kidding me? We were together for 6 years and now your girlfriend who you quote-unquote just kissed once is now moving into the apartment that we were together in? Like, that would be hard.
And
that would be hard to deal with.
6 years is so long.
Yeah.
Like, I would have felt as bad as she felt and I would have been as crazy as she was. I would have told Diana to suck a dick because I was so upset. Like, it would happen, dude. Like, a lot of people think she's really crazy, but I do think, it was gaslighting because that, if you look at the facts like that, who wouldn't act like a mess?
Totally.
Justice for Kristen, said no one ever, but
no,
I'm here for you, Kristen.
Justice for Dodie. Justice for
Dodie. Oh my God, I'm so glad you agree. Like, seriously,
I totally agree with that.
I have felt so isolated with this opinion.
So the production company for The Real Housewives of Dallas, Goodbye Pictures, has been posting and sending out email blasts looking for new Dallas housewives. Reports are saying that they're looking for two new housewives to join Dallas, which probably means people are leaving.
Yeah, I think they could add one to what they have, but I think at least one to two will be leaving, and I hope it's Carrie.
Me too.
I had a dream about Carrie recently. That's like a totally non sequitur, but like it was very weird, like how she infiltrated my brain. But anyway,
permeating it.
Yeah,
deeply.
It's a little bit stressful. Just
probably like PTSD from that like Baltic Sea jumping
that,
thing.
And I
didn't
hated,
even see it.
I actually have thought Carrie is funny at times when she pointed out that the girl at the party was also wearing the Clueless outfit with her ass cheeks out. I was
so
like,
good.
That was funny. Thank you for pointing that out for us, Carrie. But like, that's all you've ever done for me.
I think Carrie will either be out because I think Mark's probably over the show, and I think they think they're probably too good.
Literally nobody wants to watch her like abusive life.
Yeah,
like
also,
she's being abused by that man
totally.
Who like hates his daughter. Like it's that episode of the second season I think was Zuri when he's like, "Why the fuck is she eating dinner with us?" Was like,
it's your
just
kid.
Disturbing. Like seriously. And then they've been on this like backpedaling like little campaign to show how great of a daddy is. It's like such bullshit.
And even like her whole daddy issues thing that was showing like her father and their issues this year. Like when they never got into it, like I never really figured out why she was so desperate for her father's approval. But also it makes sense that she would love a guy named Mark because she had a shit dad, evidently, or a shit relationship with her dad, and so she's just mirroring Zuri's relationship with Mark now. It's kind of dark.
Exactly. She should take a look at it, really. I mean, hopefully.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
She has, but it actually, one of the things that really creeped me out about her was like, she was saying her parents were coming back and she was like, I couldn't live here with my parents, like me and Mark and them. Like, no, that would be so weird. I'm like, wait, why?
It's their house.
Yeah, like, it's their house. And like, don't, if you lived in a different state from your parents, you would be like staying at their house when you went home for like the holidays. Like, it's just weird to me that that's weird to her. I'm just like, who are you? Like, I'm sure they have a guest room. Their house looks ginormous. Like, just stay there with your, what? Like, she's just weird. I don't understand her. Like, she's pretty.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, I also, speaking of just being pretty, I would love for Cameron Westcott to get the fuck out.
Oh, no, I like her. I think she's, like, just the perfect amount of delusion.
The way she's up, like, Leanne's ass to me is, like, really weird. Because it doesn't, to me, match her entire persona of, like, being high society. Because to me, Leanne is, like, trash.
Yeah, she's 100%
and
trash.
I just don't get it. Yeah, exactly. And we love her for it. Yes! But I'm just like, why are you so anti, like, Brandy when you're with... That whole thing didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, how are you calling Brandy, like, white trash and all these things when it's like, Leanne's your best friend?
It was really weird to me. I was like, what does Leanne have in, like, the Dallas society that Brandy doesn't? I guess just any kind of name. So she's, like, down to choose any kind of name with that. It was weird. I just feel like Cameron doesn't add much of her own storyline. Like, the Sparkle dog shit is, like, really sad to see. Because it's, like, your husband hates you and your business. And it's just weird. Her kids are really cute, though, actually.
Yeah, I like that. That little girl is really cute.
Maybe if they were going to add somebody, maybe somebody who was, like, actually legit friends with Cameron would be good in a way to, like, kind of balance out the cast. Because to me, Cameron's, like, an outlier, kind of a weirdo. Like, she's weird.
I mean, she was upset when, like, Brandy didn't tell Cam that she was adopting this baby. And, like, Cam was kind of like, oh, well, why am I the only one who didn't know? Like, I kind of feel like an idiot.
See, I actually thought that Cam thought that Brandy had that baby. I have a theory that Cam, like, was so fucking dumb. And she was like, wait, why would you not tell me you were pregnant? She was like, what are you, Madonna? Like, I just feel like she didn't understand that that baby was adopted. It's like, that's how adoptions go. You don't, like, tell the world.
Yeah, because anything could
I also do
change.
Kind of believe that that kid might be the husband's with a side chick. Like, I just, like, hate for thinking that, but that's a theory out there, and I'm like, that could be true.
That's really interesting.
I mean, that baby looks a lot like the husband.
That baby's such a cutie.
It's really cute, and I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of secrets that Brandy has that I want to know more of.
Same.
But I don't want to see her thrown under the bus anymore, because she's taken a lot from Leanne, where, like, Brandy's just fun, and she's always been fun.
Yeah, she definitely, like, brings a little bit of levity to the show.
Yeah, and I think that's what Deandra's saying. Like, I totally agree. Like, I've had friends who are, like, maybe, like, more, like, intellectual, but they're oftentimes fucking drags.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just want to have fun with a Brandy. And, like, I totally get that. Sorry, friends.
All right. I hope my intellectual friends aren't listening.
They're not, because they don't get it. They don't
have
Bravo.
TVs.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Stephanie Holman posted this really lengthy Instagram post. It was just a picture of her, but she made this caption. I'm starting in the middle because the beginning is just some boring ass quote, but it said, "The fact is, I'm never gonna brag about how much money we have. I don't have the edge or sex appeal of Erica Jane. My closet will never be as organized as Heather Dubrow's. I don't have the quick wit or confidence of the New York girls, but I don't have to. I am just me. Blah 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 blah." She talks about her depression, whatever. And then she says, "Emotionally, I cannot go back to where I was these past 2 years. I was stuck into the negative. It became my life and was very unhealthy for me. This year, I went with a different approach. I wanted to be more open and honest about my struggles and my demons. I was scared." Blah, blah, blah. And you click more to hear more of what she said in her blog post, but that kind of gave me the impression that she's kind of like over the show, mm-hmm. like in a way saying like the past 2 years have been really hard, yeah. which is odd considering I thought the past 2 years she actually became like a huge fan favorite yeah. for people. So
I think she might be saying that first 2 seasons and then this last season she wanted to be more open, mm-hmm. but like I do think she is saying like it's been harder for her. I mean, the way that she's like comparing herself to all the other housewives is like ridiculous. Maybe she isn't, you know, like, I saw on Watch What Happens Live, like, there was, Leanne was a guest, and they showed a clip from the, reunion, and there was this whole thing where Deandra and Brandy were saying, like, oh, Leanne thinks she's the shit, she thinks she's carrying this whole show, and then Andy's kind of like, but isn't part of being a housewife, like, having that kind of ego? Mm-hmm. And it's like, yes, like, why... And I feel like the Dallas, all of them are, like, maybe not used to, like, they're not, like, ready to be housewives in their own way. Like, they're not, like, owning who they are as much yeah. as they should. And I think that's what Stephanie's saying. But people do love her.
Well, you don't have to be, like, a caricature of a housewife. Like, you know, not everyone has, like, the star power of as a Nene or as a Bethany, but like yeah. that doesn't mean you're less than like yeah.
Cynthia, she's been
I was just gonna say Cynthia forever.
She like doesn't have that at all, mm-hmm. but yeah, she has her own like confidence, and it's like she has longevity. She's been on the show since maybe not the first season, right? Yeah, like maybe second or third.
Yeah, I think like third.
Yeah, so but I don't know, I would miss Stephanie a lot. Because she would
Me
you?
Too. Yeah, she's like a glue for the show. No, because she's playing like this weird, she's like this pawn between Brandy and Leanne, yeah. which is a great point
and
of contention.
She's pretty, and she's probably, I think I saw somewhere she's the richest. Because her husband, yeah. her husband was already, his family was rich and he inherited that locker company. Yeah. Like he didn't start that shit. But it's so funny that they have a fortune off of lockers. Like, I literally hate my life that, like, right. my family didn't just fucking invent lockers.
Right?
Like, it's so Damn, fucking obvious. Yeah. It's like, you need to put your shit somewhere. Locker stuff. And so, yeah. But she is, like, she can, like, be herself. And we love it.
Yeah.
I hope she doesn't leave.
Yeah, it should be interesting.
I mean, it would be okay without her. Like, it wouldn't totally change.
I think the fact that they're doing this prior to the reunion airing probably means someone did something fucked up at the reunion.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of like,
because
right. Carol, like, you know, she told Andy basically that he was full of shit,
mm-hmm.
and poof, she's off the show, mm-hmm. and this new Barbara chick is on, and, you know, Zarin is doing her little friend of moment. So it probably has something to do with what happened at the reunion.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, we better get on top of this before the fans start seeing
yeah.
it and roasting people.
I don't, but Stephanie wouldn't have done anything. I think
yeah,
she
no,
maybe
I don't think
just
so either.
Be like, I don't want to be associated with
yeah.
this kind of gross shit. Like, it might get really gross.
Most likely.
Which I'm excited for.
Speaking of gross, just kidding. Sonia Morgan from The Real Housewives of New York.
Well, she probably did have a poopy diaper, so yeah. it could have been gross.
Sonia Morgan and her poopy diaper have been doing improv comedy in New York City. So this past Friday, she was hosting and performing at a Chelsea club called Improv Asylum. And that's all we really know about the show thus far. I was trying to find stuff online about, like, what she performed. But the idea of Sonia Morgan, like, in a yes-and situation,
yeah.
like doing improv, like...
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, I would, like, seriously... I feel like she would want all of the scenes to, like, match up to who Sonia is. Like, oh, like, let's start a scene where we're at, like, Saks Fifth Avenue. And, like, oh... They don't carry Birkin bags. Like,
yeah.
and that would be the scene, but I hope...
End scene.
Yeah, I hope it wouldn't be like that. I hope it would be, like, totally... I hope whoever her scene partners were, because I've done improv, like, I hope they would just do some, like, random ass, like, we're on a farm, Sonia. Like,
yeah.
and then, like, I would love to see her really reach out for that.
We're
like,
in a cafeteria, in space, in the snow.
Exactly.
Like, go.
And then she would always just bring it back to, like, why are we at St. Bob? John. Like,
yeah.
she was just
Madonna.
Always, like, I feel like she'd be the worst because she would only play herself. But it also could be the best because you want to go see her for that. But it's so funny that she's like, maybe she has a new career. Maybe, like Luann.
Yeah.
You know, Luann's getting into the theatrics. And Sonia has always kind of, like, I feel like Sonia started the whole, like,
Cabaret-esque.
Yeah. So she wants to be on stage. Get her on stage.
I don't blame her. Get her on stage.
Yeah.
Someone asked her if she'll be talking about her co-stars on stage, and she said since castmate Luann Delaceps has been doing her cabaret and made some jokes about the housewives, and they didn't really take it too kindly, that she will be staying away from talking about her fellow housewife cast members.
Oh. So Sonia's really just still trying to be the girl everyone loves.
Basically.
That's kind of annoying. I think she needs to stop.
I agree.
She'll only get on Ramona's bad side. Like, she'll only talk shit about Ramona, really. Yeah. Remember how she let Bethany take her back after Bethany just totally dragged her and said the meanest things to anyone?
Cheetah brand.
Yeah, it's cheetah brand.
Cheetah brand? She probably put $5,000 into this business. Yeah, like, it's not like a multi-billion dollar product. Like,
and Bethany decided to tell her that Sonia is, like, the biggest piece of trash and, like, saddest excuse. She basically said, you're pathetic.
And then, that was the hardest scene to
see. And then Sonia let her back, because Sonia just wants to be loved by everyone. Which, I mean, I get.
Yeah, same. Well, another housewife who is really desperate for everyone to love her, Kyle Richards from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yes, with the transition.
Yes, I'm just getting real good at him.
You are. That's beautiful.
Despite the one earlier rap, it's like, lady too old to be pregnant, Mercedes. Like, that one.
I mean, honestly, that did work.
Yeah.
But Monique's not too old to be pregnant.
No, she should be getting pregnant. Yeah. So Kyle Richards' store, Kyle by Aileen 2 in Beverly Hills, California, will be closing its doors.
No.
The high-end boutique opened in 2015. So Kyle is actually excited to be opening a new brick-and-mortar store in West Hollywood.
Oh, really?
And an e-commerce site that will both launch in 2019.
Oh.
However, she will be ditching the infamous Aileen 2.
Aileen 2!
Why would she ever even do that in the beginning? Like, in the first place, it just seemed odd that that would be...
so random. It was just like, I love that she just, like, saw all these caftans. It was like, I need to sell those. Like, and I'm just putting my name on them because I can't. And it's also kind of sad, though, that that ended and American Woman didn't get picked up.
I know.
For season two. So she has, like, she's been doing this whole storyline of, like, and it's been actually legit because she did create these new things. Yeah. And she's been like, I am, like, I'm a working woman. I'm self-actualized. I have my own shit going on. I'm not just a housewife. Like, and it was working. But now to see that fail kind of sucks. I'm rooting for Kyle.
Yeah. Well, she had also two locations in New York, and both have actually downsized and now are in the back of...
Wait, those have to be closing too, right?
They've already closed, they've been, like, relocated to, like, pop-up shops in the back of the Shoebox, which is actually a really great shoe store if anyone's ever shopping in New York.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like, it's like she literally has a shoebox full of shit that she sells on the corner.
Her clothing is being sold in the back of a Payless.
I know, really. Payless is really going heavy on the new rebranding.
I didn't know that.
Look it up. They did this whole, pop-up thing.
I mean, hey, I don't...
influencers.
I love me...
Yeah, exactly.
A discount. Payless, a budget shoe.
And that's what Kyle should be doing, because we can't afford, like, those, that, like, 15-year-old boys, like, remember the
Matt
red
Sarafa?
Yeah, I can't afford his shit, Kyle.
Yeah, your nephew's a faux fur jacket costing $15,000.
That's so, like, funny.
I'm sorry.
It's so hilarious. I love that Kyle is so well-connected, though, because, like, it's just great that she casually has, like, I mean, Paris Hilton, it's her niece. And then this guy who, like, is obviously has, like, tons of money because his parents...
Well, he was on Project Runway Kids.
Yeah, and he's talented, but, like, his parents, you know, sent him to fashion school when he was, 10. And that's how that happens. Oh. And, yeah, but Kyle, she's forever goals.
Seriously.
Forever has a life. I mean, it's sad that Aileen 2 is Aileen. just nothing about it ever made sense.
No. Yeah. I just feel bad for Aileen, too. I feel like she got the short end of the stick. Yeah. I mean, granted, like, her name is, like, now...
Well, now we all know it.
Yeah, famous. She's famous now.
But why is her last name, too? It just... I'll never get it. That's just, like, one of my life's greatest questions.
Same.
I'm like, why do I exist? Why am I put on this earth? And why is Aileen's last name, too?
I ask myself that every night before bed.
Yeah.
So what was your favorite moment on Bravo this week?
I had a lot, but I really loved... Okay, it's... I loved the Jersey in Oklahoma ones, which was kind of, like, to me, just, like, the simple life, like, revamped, which I love. And then there was just... You know, Margaret making fun of Jennifer, saying, she has 16 bathrooms, so you don't have to worry about plumbing. You can clog every toilet for 2 weeks and never have to use the same toilet. I just, I love that. I love Margaret. I love...
Love Margaret.
Yeah, and I actually... Jennifer laughed at that. And that shows me that Jennifer does have a sense of humor about herself, which is, to me, like, totally lacking. And this is the reason why I hate Erica Jane.
Yeah.
There's another terrible opinion of mine that...
No, hate her. I hate her.
Thank God. Yeah, she's such a... She just has her. No...
That was, like, the vengeance.
Yeah, there was a lot of passion there, which I appreciate, though, because, seriously, she cannot laugh at herself unless it's on her terms. But it's just, ever since she took that moment to, like... Eileen, poor Eileen, not Aileen, Eileen, that moment in, like, Hong Kong, when she was like, don't you ever talk about my son, and, like, literally all Eileen had said was, like, good for your son for being a cop, or, like, literally just the most.
Well, she was like, what would you say if that was your son, and she was like, don't talk about my son.
I mean, that, like, is disturbing, but, like, those are kinds of the things that you should be, like, saying if you're a real housewife, like, reflecting on your life. Like, I don't know. She can't, like, be real. She has to have the team of, like, Mikey and co there to I swear it's subliminal messaging. The way that they're like, you're a beautiful queen. It's like, we hear that and then we're all, like, thinking it. But she's not, guys. I'm here to
know. I mean, I remember, like, season one where she was like, I say the word cunt.
Yeah.
And it's like, then the season two, she, like, would never even utter that word, you know?
So
it's
like, it was, like, that whole underwear thing. Yeah. She was, like, such a prude, which I agree, like, PK was disgusting.
Ooh, he was looking, like, at her vagina. At her vag. Yeah, and then talking to his wife about it, like, if, God forbid that ever happened, where, like, my husband...
that would make me really pissed off, but she just had no, like, because they tried to make a joke out of it.
Yeah.
Kyle did, too. Kyle, remember?
Yeah,
tried to say it. But, yeah, she couldn't laugh at herself, and I hate that. And so the fact that Jennifer can laugh at herself bragging about her ridiculous... I mean, 16 bathrooms is, like, hilarious.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And also the fact that she talks about having the biggest house in Paramus. Oh, like, I just will never, like... That's insane. Like, nobody wants to live in Paramus.
No, I can't wait for next week's episode.
Like, there is a mall there. That's how I know Paramus. Like, and Margaret said that, too. She was like, what, do you have the view of the mall? Like, that's what
She's like, her house is next to a cemetery.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, it's amazing. So, I'm into Jennifer. I'm into Margaret. And Jersey is, like, it's surprising me in the best ways this year.
Same.
I, like, thought it was dead forever for me, because even though they're bringing back the same fight with Melissa and Teresa, it's a little different. And, like, I also like there's this mommy blogger.
Yeah, I like her, Jackie.
It's like, I just can't believe it's taken this long for us to get a mommy blogger. So I'm just wow, this is gonna be probably not that interesting, but
I should start reading your blog. Just getting ready for motherhood.
Oh my God, I want to read it.
Well, my favorite moment from this week was from Below Deck. Two people were fired this week, which I love a good firing. So Chandler...
It doesn't happen often, right?
Not really. Like, you pretty much have to be a huge...
But it can happen. Like, I like how there's, like, that kind of, like... It is a little bit of...
Because it's work at the end of the day. It's not just, like, Real Housewives where they're all just, like, going to lunch. Like, you can't, like, fire your friend.
I know. Oh, God, I wish they could.
Right? So Chandler was the bosun, and he got fired because he's basically just, like, a misogynist piece of shit and, like, a poor leader, and, like, every scene, like, he was supposed to be working, he was just, like, eating ice cream. Like, eating ice cream in the crew deck. But his firing, like, wasn't, like, dramatic at all, which kind of sucked. The Captain Lee was like, you're fired, and he was like, okay. And then, like, said goodbye to everybody and then just, like, left.
No. Come on, man.
But then...
At least throw your ice cream at someone.
Throw, scream.
Yeah, or steal ice cream.
Steal something
off the boat.
Smash something.
Yeah.
I wanted something psycho from him. Because he had, like, psycho eyes. Like, you could see, like, he had crazy
Ramona
eyes. Exactly. He had Ramona eyes, so I was hoping for something.
Yeah.
But then Caroline, who was the third stew, she didn't get fired, actually. I stand corrected. She was...
laid off?
No, she decided she wanted to leave, so she gave her 2-day notice, which, not a thing.
But is that on the Below Deck because they have such weird, like, schedules, maybe?
I think so.
Do you think that's normal for them? Or were they all saying, like, I didn't watch this, but were they all like, what the fuck? Like, you're leaving in 2 days?
Well, that's, like, what, like, Josiah, like, the second stew, was basically, like, 2-day notice, not a thing.
Oh,
like,
okay.
Not a thing.
So
her exit was kind of dramatic because, you know, she woke up the morning after she was supposed to leave, day one of her 2-day notice, and Josiah came into her room and he was like, hey, like, are you gonna help? Like, if you're here for 2 more days, like, you better fucking clean with us. And she's like, no. And so she was giving them all this fucking, you know, slack, and she wasn't willing to do anything. And then, you know, Kate Chastain, who, like, I love Kate, but she took it another step. They were trying to, like, get her out, and she was like, no, I'm not leaving, and she wasn't opening her door, and, like, there was all of this tension. So Kate, like, takes her speakers and puts, like, blasting loud dubstep music on, like, right in front of her door. So, like, she's in there, like, getting ready to pack her stuff up, and, like, this terrible music is just blasting, and, like,
I have to say, that is cruel. That is kind of the perfect use of dubstep, though. It's like, exactly. It's a punishment. Yeah. Like, every time I had to listen to that when it was big, like, in middle school, it was like, I felt I was being punished.
It's like, an audio version of, like, a waterboarding.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like, oh, God, the bass is gonna drop. Like, God damn it, again.
So if anybody has been following Caroline on Twitter, she's been, like, truly unhinged. And actually her...
And she's the one who left.
Yeah.
After 2 days.
Her Twitter now is private, so unfortunately I have to ask to get her approval so I can follow her. But everybody knows Chrissy Teigen is a huge Bravo head, and Caroline and Chrissy Teigen are literally fighting on on Twitter, and it's kind of creepy. So Chrissy tweeted a little while ago, top-notch episode, Kate, just spectacular, you make me so happy. Caroline then...
Which isn't even, like, that bitchy to Caroline.
It has nothing to do with Caroline.
Yeah, I don't get why she would have a problem with that.
So Caroline responds to that saying, is this a joke, period?
And I also don't think that's a big deal.
No!
She was like, she could have been like, is this a joke in that, like, a celebrity is taking sides in my life? Like, that's crazy.
She should be flattered that Chrissy Teigen is even, like, watching this show.
See, I don't know why Chrissy Teigen would go back again after this.
Did she respond? So Chrissy Teigen ended up responding, which actually I'm looking right now. Her Twitter name is Christine Teigen, so.
It's kind of weird.
Pardon me.
I've never been a huge Chrissy fan. I find her. Number one, I'm almost 100% sure. Okay, well, I can't say that, but I'm pretty damn sure that her Twitter is run by people. Because every time I've seen Chrissy, like, not on Twitter, she's not funny. Mm. So I've always just been like, where is this coming from? Where are these, like,
yeah, her assistant's like a quippy little gay guy.
Like, it's definitely someone who has been to UCB with Ariana.
Maybe it is Ariana.
So
Chrissy responded saying, girl, don't drag me into your shit here. I didn't even say that for your last episode. If you look at the date, loved the show, enjoyed watching you. But as someone who has had many crazy Twitter moments, it looks like you are clearly becoming unhinged on here. Breathe. Chrissy, like, go home and watch your kids.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I feel like that was actually way too far on Chrissy's end, like, in a weird way. Like, what? All she said was, is this a joke?
Yeah.
She wasn't like, Chrissy, fuck you! She was just like, is this a joke?
Like, I mean, Caroline has been unhinged on Twitter, like, I do agree. Mm-hmm. However, get out of here, Chrissy. Like, fuck off. Get out.
No, I totally agree. She tries to be, she knows she can get away with being extra rude, like, because that's kind of her brand now.
Yeah.
She wants to say what people are thinking, but sometimes you just shouldn't, because people are only thinking it for a reason, because if you actually had access to this woman, like, you wouldn't actually say these mean things. And, like, I just always feel like when Chrissy comments and is mean to people, it's like, it's more offensive than if a random person would say it, because Chrissy has a perfect life. And, like, if somebody is on this, like, high castle, and, like, you want, like, everyone wishes they could be Chrissy Teigen. So for her to bully someone who has, like, a way shittier life, like, this is someone who took a job as, like, a, you know, as a maid.
Yeah,
like,
basically.
Fuck you, Chrissy. Like, where? And also, this is, like, totally kind of unrelated, but Chrissy, like, refuses to, like, acknowledge that she was a model, and, like, that's really weird to me. She's like, this is like judging someone for their first job out of high school. I'm like, no, Chrissy, you are a model. Like, like, don't get that twisted. She like thinks she's not a model. She's like, I'm a
normal girl.
Yeah, like, and that's, no, girl, like, you're really a model. Weird. You're like a supermodel. Like, you just, for you to judge people when you have had such a, like, and she does, like, acknowledge how lucky she's been, but to me, I'm just like, don't talk shit about these, like, don't make them feel, like, that bad about themselves. Like, unless they're actually bad people. Is this girl a bad person? Like,
no,
I think
she's misunderstood, and they were kind of mean to her, and they picked on her, and they, like, would talk shit about her, and they talk shit about her, and she heard them.
Yeah.
And, like, that's just sad.
I don't know.
It's, like,
and
the, like, worst feeling when, like, you hear people
talking
shit.
For me, like, when Chrissy
shit.
Is, like, she wants to be, like, one of the normal people of Twitter and of the Bravo lovers, But it's like, you're Chrissy Teigen. It's never going to be normal,
yeah,
like, for you. And, like, seriously, I would be so sad if Chrissy Teigen called me out like that.
Right? Called,
like,
me unhinged.
Oh, my God.
Maybe she made her profile private.
Yeah.
Like,
I would totally go on lockdown. Because now she's probably like, how can I ever do anything in my life now? Because, like, I've been so totally, like, slandered by Chrissy fucking Teigen.
Seriously. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people listen to your podcast? Tell a little bit about your show.
Well, I have a podcast that is just for, like, basically the next month because it's Christmas themed. So it's called Deck the Pod, and it's all about Christmas music. And I'm talking to different guests each week about, like, why they love certain either albums or songs. Like, of course, there's a lot of Mariah Carey worshiping, and it's really fun. And there's, like, music involved. So it's like, if you like to listen to podcasts but then, like, have a little instrumental break, it's perfect for that. So find that on iTunes podcast, and on SoundCloud, Deck the Pod. And then the Instagram account for that is at Deck the Pod, all one word, nothing fancy. And I'm having a lot of fun, like, so I would love it if people followed, because I'm like having a fun with this, but fun only gets you so far.
Totally.
Like, if you're not getting likes.
No, it's so fucking true.
Like, that girl probably feels
right?
That.
Need my likes. All right, well, listen to her pod, and thank you for listening
to
Bravo Happy Hour.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Bravo Happy Hour. If you love the show, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. While you're at it, be sure to follow Bravo Happy Hour on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Be sure to tune in next Monday for more of your favorite Bravo-related news.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.